Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Scott Arno is here. Scott's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is one of the top information security consultants on the planet. He is the security advocate, vice president of Soho Solutions, and an attorney, and an outstanding resource in the area of cybersecurity. Especially in the area of, all kinds of cybersecurity. He's been teaching us a lot over the years. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Morning. Always great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Scott, in the past, we've spent most of our time talking about cyber glitches and bugs and worms and malware and ransomware and all kinds of stuff that would make itself that these are software programs that would be presented to an unsuspecting person online, who would then click on it, a link to it, open it, or whatever they would do, and you would essentially invite into your system a virus, a bad thing. And it required somebody doing something which was essentially a dumb thing to do. But what we have now is something different. And let me say one other thing: software companies like Microsoft, companies like that, they have bugs. They have not bugs, but they have exposures in their software that all the time they're continuing to put little patches on to prevent other breaches from happening. But all of that is software, either weapons or defenses. What we have now is different, isn't it?
Well,
this is hardware.
The physical stuff, the hardware.
Tell the audience what it is.
That's always been sort of a speculation. Like, you think these software bugs are bad. Hey, let's hope nothing ever hits the hardware. Well.
Right. So what has happened?
In effect, this affects what's called the CPU, or central processing unit. This is sort of the brain of a computer or an IoT device or a phone or whatever it is. And there's a chip that does the actual processing. And they've sped up chips over the years, and we've come to expect this. So let's say you're playing a video game, for example. Your biggest concern in all likelihood is what's called frame refresh rate. Because you want to make sure that the video game's happening fast, it doesn't skip at all, you know, and it freezes, and it's quick. And the problem is you start getting to a point where part of the process of getting information back and forth to be sort of worked on in this CPU, you run into a delay in getting the information back and forth. Mm-hmm. In effect, a CPU can do a single calculation in 1 nanosecond. Boom, done. The trick is you have to get the information to the CPU from the memory, which is where basically the information is effectively stored when a computer is on, to the CPU to actually do something with
specifically
it.
Specifically the RAM.
And that process is fetching. You fetch the information from the memory, you bring it to the CPU, it processes it, and then it sends that back, and you're going 1, 1, 1, 1. And this fetching will take, say, 100 nanoseconds each way. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a lot of time. You and I discussed that, no big deal. But the thing is, you have millions of processes happening in the computer, one after another, after another, after another. And if they're running at, say, 1 nanosecond or 300 nanoseconds, that's a pretty big difference. So changes have been made to the chips over the years to try and speed them up. In effect, really, really, really fast memory has been attached directly to the chip so that information can be right there and can be accessed instantly. These are called registers, and there's also something called catch memory, which goes on different levels. Like
you're getting a little in the weeds. Scott, you're getting just a little bit in the weeds on us there.
So basically what it comes down to is there are ways used to get the information faster. Here's an analogy for you. Let's say you and I like going to a diner each morning to get breakfast, and they get used to seeing us. Jim likes his bacon and eggs. Scott likes his pancakes. And if they see us, they know we show up each morning at 6 o'clock. So you can get in there and get in time for the show.
Yep.
And they start to know that we're there, and they figure they'll speed it up because they see us coming. So when they see us coming, they start going, oh, Jim's going to be here at 6. It's 5:45. Let's start fixing up those bacon and eggs. Scott's coming in. He likes his pancakes. So each day we start showing up, and they have them ready for us. We walk in. It's a much faster process. So instead of we walk in and they have to cook us breakfast, it's waiting for us.
So the computer does that. That's what the computer does.
And it's sitting there labeled on the counter, Scott and Jim.
Does the computer anticipate those things? Scott.
And they can say, oh, Scott, that's what we have for breakfast.
All right. Oh, come on, Scott. I need to move faster. What is this? What is this? What is this? What is the meltdown and what is the Spectre?
Well, in effect, they hit different parts of the system, but not too differently.
Scott, hold on. Is the meltdown and the Spectre, are they bugs that are attacking the CPU weaknesses?
They are.
Okay. So the bug, the meltdown and the Spectre are coming in from the outside. They found weaknesses in the CPUs, and they're attacking them. And there are billions or millions of computers that have these defective chips.
Pretty much all of them. Any modern one is going to have this. Basically, what it comes down to is Meltdown will read what's called kernel memory, which is the very, very base-level software that's working physical device, the hardware, the CPU. It'll read it directly. Spectre is looking at getting sort of running programs from another user.
Is there anything we can do to protect ourselves? Is there anything we can do to protect ourselves?
The short answer, patch as much as possible. That's not going to get
everything.
How do we
patch?
The thing
that
will completely fix this will be new chips.
How do we patch?
There are patches available for just about every device out there. If you have a computer, new software patch. Phone, new software patch. The biggest problem you really run into right now are IoT devices because they're all over the place.
Well, let's hold on to that till the next segment. Let's talk about the computers. Where do we go right now to make sure our computers get patched?
You bet.
Where can we go? Where can we go right now?
Oh, right now, just check for updates with your manufacturer. Make sure that you're running updated systems.
So if you have a Lenovo or an Apple or a Dell or whatever computer, contact those companies.
You can also check for Windows updates.
Windows
can going to update the software to try and get around.
Windows can patch the hardware. You're saying Windows can patch the hardware?
No, it can patch the software dealing with the hardware.
Okay. All right, stand by. Here we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.